Listener Production. Morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. Thousands have gathered for a vigil overnight to remember the Bondi stabbing victims. The police officer who took down the killer, the New South Wales Premier, opposition leader and Prime Minister among those to attend just over a week after the tragedy that claimed six lives. Anthony Albanese says every Australian is thinking of those affected.
All those who were injured, all those caring for them, the people still in hospital and those taking the first steps on the hard road to recovery. Survivors carrying the invisible scars of trauma and of fear.
Well, a 9-month-old baby has been released from hospital whose mother was killed in the attack. The coalition is set to back tougher laws for social media companies to remove extremist content. It comes as X, formerly known as Twitter, will challenge orders by Australia's eSafety Commissioner to remove content of the Sydney Bishop stabbing, while worshippers returned for the first time yesterday since Monday's terrorist attack. Erin Patterson, the Victorian mushroom cook, returns to court today. Patterson was charged with three counts of murder last November after the deaths of her former in-laws, Don and Gail Patterson, and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson. Support for Labor has suffered a blow as Aussies continue to struggle with the cost of living. According to the latest Resolve poll, the federal government's primary vote has sunk to a new low of 30%, while the coalition inches up to 36%. An Australia house in London has been renamed Bluey House for a day, with the Aussie show receiving a specialised award from the High Commissioner in honour of its cultural impact. North Melbourne is the only winless team left in the AFL after the opening six rounds, thanks to a 45-point loss to Hawthorn yesterday. However, Kangaroos coach Alistair Clarkson says they make no apologies for their aggressive rebuild.
We needed to change the culture and environment of our footy club and invest in youth. It's the only way that we can go, and that's what we've done. We don't back away from that. We know where we're at.
In yesterday's early game, Sydney saw off the Suns by 53 points. In NRL, the top of the ladder Sharks have smashed the Cowboys overnight, 42-6. Fitzgibbon calling it the side's best performance of the year so far, also talking up superfan Sam Stonestreet's try on debut.
Yeah, they're the better parts of the week and the job. We're local junior and grew up a Sharks fan sitting on the hill, and he would have dreamed of doing that one day,
Meantime, the league is investigating an altercation between Jack Hetherington and Reid Marnie during the night's loss to the Bulldogs yesterday. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers and 25 in Brisbane and on the Gold Coast, partly cloudy in Sydney and a top of 24, morning fog then sunny for Canberra, getting up to 23, clear skies and 23 also in Melbourne, mostly sunny for Hobart, 21 the max, sunny for Adelaide and 25, partly cloudy and 24 for Perth. Tune into the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.